I recently took a car ride in and around Durham with Nigel Brown. Brown is a housing locator for the nonprofit Housing for New Hope. We were driving along Elizabeth and Holloway streets, not far from downtown Durham.
That's a new house for $325,000. This is an older house, renovated house, house under construction here.
Brown's job is to seek out and secure housing as fast as possible for people in dire need of a place to stay. Homelessness, job loss, illness. But Brown says in the new Durham, landlords who used to readily rent to their organization are disappearing, are charging a lot more.
You know, this is another one of our properties, which I can see in the foreseeable future that either she's going to go up on rent or sell it.
Yes, we need more housing. Absolutely, we need more housing.
Olive Joyner is the executive director of Housing for New Hope. The organization just celebrated its 25th anniversary. Joyner says just as critical as the need is for more housing, there's a major need to protect the available housing that's left.
Those communities that are riddled with drugs or crime, we are having to encourage our city officials, the police department, all of our stakeholders, reinvest, protect the little bit of property that our clients can't afford.
Joyner says if they can find a one or two bedroom for $750 or $800 a month, it won't be anywhere near downtown Durham. She says they have had to move people as far away as Creedmoor and Butner, with Alamance County not out of the question. The online real estate database company Zillow.com puts the median rental price for a house in Durham at nearly $1,400 a month and rising. Anthony Scott is the CEO of the Durham Housing Authority. He knows the challenges of trying to house low-income families. Scott says, like in many cities, the wait list for a Section 8 housing choice voucher is long.
So we had about 200 to 300 actually available vouchers that we actually could lease out. And we had 6,500 people apply.
The Durham wait list for those 200 to 300 available vouchers was whittled down to 1,500 applicants. But landlords have to want to rent to low-income Section 8 tenants. Complaints range from the Durham Housing Authority taking too long to inspect properties to tenants not taking care of the properties once moving in.
Welcome to our home.
Fontella Bass was lucky enough to get a voucher some years ago. She also spent several years living in subsidized housing provided by Housing for New Hope. She says it helped her on the journey to stay drug-free, find a house, and then a home. Today she lives in her own home, but it was not love at first sight.
It was the ugliest house on the street. It was dark, it was dingy, it was a tree on the roof, and I did not want it.
Then Bass's husband, Randy Tompkins, almost single-handedly renovated the two-bedroom Southside Durham home, tearing down walls, ripping up floors, building a deck.
This is our little home now, and I'm proud of it. I'm proud to say it's my little ugly house.
Bass says the only struggle is the property taxes, which she says is now more than their modest mortgage. Welcome to Durham. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.